another 5-Minute Mystery.
Black night, ain't it, Foley?
Yeah. A lot better riding around this squad car than pounding the beat.
Yeah, I guess it is. I remember when you and I first joined the force back in...
Hey, Sullivan.
What?
Look there ahead. Somebody's running toward our car waving like mad.
Slow down, Foley. Let's see what he's in such a hurry about.
Officer! Officer! I'm so glad you happened along. Right down there. Just one more block. My fiance. She just committed suicide.
Now, how'd this all happen?
Well, I'm Leon Jones, and this is... my fiancée, Sally Lawrence. I just bought the ring today.
Bought the ring today, huh?
That's right. Here it is. Even in the original box.
Okay, go on.
Well, tonight we took a walk after I'd given her the ring. We stopped here about the middle of the bridge and stood looking down into the water.
Then what?
Well, all of a sudden, Sally said she wasn't going to marry me, that she was just tired of living. She took off the ring I'd just given her and handed it back to me. I asked her what was the matter, what had happened.
Had she ever seen down at the mouth before this?
Once in a while, nothing serious.
By the way, Mr. Jones, when did you put that ring back in the case?
Why, I don't know. I'm afraid I have sort of an orderly type of mind. Why?
Nothing at all. When you asked her what had happened, did she tell you?
No, she didn't. She just turned around and started fumbling in her purse. I thought she was getting her handkerchief, but then... Then I saw the glint of light on a small bottle as she lifted it to her lips. And she collapsed, just as though she'd been hit by lightning. It was all done so fast. I called to her, kept speaking her name, but it was too late.
Let's step over and examine the body a little closer.
Ah, Sullivan, it's an open and shut case of suicide by poison.
Well, maybe. Yes, there's the bottle, all right, just where it fell. Empty, too. Man, I pull out the cork. See what this smells like. Mmm. Take a whiff, Foley. Stuff knocks you out the minute it hits your tongue.
Hey, Joan said she fell over just like she'd been hit by lightning.
Wait a minute, Foley. That's it. This isn't suicide, this is murder. Murder by Mr. Leon Jones.
So Leon Jones is a murderer. Do you know the clue that points him out? We'll hear in a moment, but first... Hear the solution from Police Lieutenant Sullivan.
Miss Lawrence apparently refused to marry you tonight, Mr. Jones. Refused to even take the ring, is my guess, and you decided to murder her. You stated that Miss Lawrence collapsed immediately after she drank the contents of the bottle. After finding what the bottle contained, we know this is true. But tell me, Mr. Jones, if your fiancée dropped dead immediately after she drank from the bottle, then why is it I had to remove the cork before I could smell what was in the bottle? No one drinking the contents of this bottle could possibly have had time to cork it before death struck. A neat little trick, Mr. Jones, but your mind was just a little too methodical to be really clever. Come along, we've got a little trek down to headquarters.